UNODC is upgrading its office in Brasilia to the level of the Office on Liaison and Partnership. That is a new generation of offices we're opening in countries like Mexico. We're discussing also possibility of the opening of similar offices in China, Russia, and in India. The point is that we need, for such big countries, a new model of cooperation. We need also to have the support of these countries in our programs inside, but also outside in the region and even beyond the region. That is overall concept that was supported by the Brazilian government. And in Brasilia, I'm going to open the new office. And I hope that this office will help to strengthen our cooperation with Brazil, a global player in many issues of transnational organized crime, illicit drugs, corruption, prevention of terrorism, all these issues which are the UNODC mandate. And we hope that our cooperation with Brazil will be even more meaningful, effective, and resultative.
This week, Brazil will join the Blue Heart campaign. What kind of measures will be taken in the country to strengthen the fight against human trafficking, and how can people participate in that?
Yes, it's very timely, and actually this official ceremony is very close to another important event, which will be held in New York on the 13th of May, the high-level meeting on human trafficking, actually on the implementation of a global plan of action against human trafficking. Brazil is taking an active part, and today in the meeting with officials in Rio de Janeiro, we discussed how Brazil can contribute more to this process in raising awareness, and working at the level of communities to prevent human trafficking, but also to help, to assist, and to rehabilitate the victims of human trafficking. And the launch of the Blue Heart campaign in Brazil, which will be done during my mission, is another important step into this direction.
What is your analysis on the deprivation of liberty of drug users?
Well, as a matter of fact, the 1961 convention provides for alternative treatment of drug users. Alternative means alternative to incarceration. The convention suggests that countries may use such tools as treatment, rehabilitation, and reintegration, and that is a sort of universal trend. Of course, it's different from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, from country to country, and the member states are implementing the convention through their national legislation, and this national legislation reflects specific conditions of each and every country. But the prevailing trend is of course, moving from compulsory to voluntary treatment on the basis of on the science-based evidence, and that is what UNODC is supporting.